From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Pasadena Civic Auditorium in Pasadena, California, Peter Sagal.
Thank you all. Thank you, Carl. Yeah. Yeah, it's that kind of day. I share your excitement. We have a special show for you this week. You know, the news, it comes, the news goes, but what endures week to week? Family endures. Family is permanent, as is their ability to drive you nuts. So that is our theme this week. Families of all kinds. Plus, George Takei will be by to play Not My Job. But as always, you can acquire a family heirloom, Carl's voice, on your home answering machine. Give us a call, the number, 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, I'm Natalie Tippett from Salt Lake City, Utah.
Hey, Natalie, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am fine. Salt Lake City is just one of the most beautiful places I know of. What do you do there?
I work for the University of Utah, and I'm a graduate student there as well.
Oh, really? You're at the University of Utah?
Mm-hmm.
Which is sort of up there in the hills, looking down in so many ways on the rest of the Salt Lake Valley.
Yes, we like to think highly of ourselves.
I know you do. Well, welcome to the show, Natalie. Now, let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to a television personality and a contributor to CBS Sunday Morning, Mr. Mo Rocca.
Hello, Mo.
Hi, Natalie.
Next, it's one of the women behind the Washington Post's reliable source column, is Roxanne Roberts.
Hello.
Hi, Natalie.
Finally, say hello to a writer for HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher, Mr. Adam Felber.
Hey, Natalie.
Natalie, you're going to play Who's Carl this time. Carl Castle, as he always does, is going to start with three quotes. But this time, it's going to be three quotations from famous siblings.
Oh, boy.
I know. But this is going to be fine. If you can correctly identify or explain just two of these people or siblings, you'll win our prize, Carl Castle's voice on your home answering machine.
Okay.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Now, your first quote is actually on a nameplate on a desk in a White House office.
Undersecretary for Go Bleep Yourself.
No, that is not this man's official position in the Obama administration. It does go a long way to describe what person?
Oh, can you give me a hint?
Well, you know, President Obama is very polite, so when he needs to swear at somebody, he brings in this guy.
Oh, Rahm Emanuel.
Rahm Emanuel, very good. Now, the White House Chief of Staff is famous for his filthy mouth, and this, it turns out, is kind of a tradition in his remarkably accomplished family. Rahm says, quote, in our house, swearing is a term of affection, which is okay for him. He's in politics. And for his brother, Ari Emanuel, he's a very powerful Hollywood agent. But it's a little problematic for his brother, Ezekiel Emanuel. He is a leading medical ethicist who specializes in end-of-life care. Thus, Ezekiel Emanuel's book, Look, You're Gonna Bleep and Die.
You know, all the Emanuel brothers, Rahm, Ezekiel, Ari, they can swear it up, but I hear around the dinner table, the absolute filthiest is Zeppo.
Well, it turns out there are, I mean, this is an amazing family. Three sons, three extraordinary careers, very famous. Two of them have inspired TV characters. There are other members, less well known as members of the family. For example, their half-brother, Brett Favre, originally named Chaim Emanuel. He's done well in football. Yeah. And then there was their kid sister, Miley Emanuel.
Now, do you think that at Passover, even Elijah curses?
What Passover at the Emanuel House? Why is this bleeping night so bleeped up? Really? All right. Here is your next quote. It's from another political sibling. He's speaking now in 1993.
I'm in this world now, this ethical zone, where everything has to be ethical. And some ethical things are unethical. You know, it's really crazy.
Who found it was just crazy, ethically speaking, to be the president's half-brother?
I have a CD of his.
Do you really? But hang on, let's see if Natalie can get it. He is a musician. That's one of his many activities.
He's a musician.
1993.
93.
So?
Arkansas.
Oh, Bill Clinton?
Bill Noel.
His brother. Oh.
His brother? Remember his name?
No, I don't. I was in eighth grade.
Oh.
That wouldn't have stopped him.
No, actually,
Rhymes with Dodger.
It was Roger Clinton. Roger, remember Roger Clinton? Everybody nostalgic for the days of Billy Carter was thrilled to see Bill Clinton's presidential limo followed to the White House by a convicted Coke dealer driving a motorized beer cooler. Roger, now, he could have gone the classic route, you know, instead of Billy Beer, maybe Clinton Country Crack Pipes. But he decided, after his ethical musings, to stay classy. He started an acting career in the 90s, playing such roles, really, as the Southern Mayor Bubba in Pumpkinhead 2, Blood Wings.
Underrated.
Absolutely. Yeah. But here's the amazing thing. For all this guy's flaws and his shamelessness, for a few glorious months in the second term, he was the less embarrassing Clinton brother. All right, Natalie, you're one for two. If you get this last one, though, you'll win our prize.
Okay.
Here is your last quote.
She's just like a kid who beats a dog until somebody looks, and then she starts petting it.
That quote came from advice columnist Ann Landers. She was talking about her sister. Who was her sister?
Oh, it's on the tip of my tongue.
On the tip of your tongue? Well, give you a hint. Is also an advice columnist.
Yeah.
Can I give her...
Oh, it's right there.
Dear...
Rhymes with flabby.
Abby Landers.
Dear Abby. Yep. That was Ann Landers describing her sister, Abigail Van Buren, her dear Abby. So it was like... Dear Ann Landers, my twin sister and I were really close, but then we went into the same line of work, and now we hate each other. What do I do? Signed, Abby. Dear Abby, bite me. Twin sisters Esther and Pauline Friedman became the two most famous advice columnists in America. But for years, they couldn't solve their own family dispute. The rival advice columnists sniped at each other in the press, but they never spoke in person until they reconciled in the mid-60s. Maybe. Because Dear Abby's daughter wrote a column in Ann Landers' memory when Landers died, but Landers' daughter said Abby's daughter just did that for the money. So it continued, you know. And then the two women started the Yo Mama jokes. You know. Mm.
And this is why print is dying. No,
Your mama would send an alcoholic to a distillery. Your mama would tell John McCain to go to Alaska. Carl, how did Natalie do in our quiz?
Natalie had two correct answers, Peter, so I'll be doing the message on her home answering machine.
Well done. And thanks so much for playing.
Oh, thank you.
We want to remind everybody they can join us most weeks back home at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago. For tickets and more information, go to chicagopublicradio.org, or you can find a link at our website, waitwait.npr.org.